stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, February 21st.
Good morning. Good morning. I just spilled chocolate stuff all over the table.
You did?
Yes.
I'm going to kick your ass.
I know. I wasn't going to say anything. I'm like, nah, I'm just going to call it out because you're going to see it eventually and make fun of me. So.
Yeah. Well, when we talk to the guests in a few minutes, you can walk out and is it bad?
No, it's just powder.
Oh, it's just powder. Okay, yeah. Then that's fine.
Yeah. No worries.
What are you doing with powder in here?
Because it's a veggie thing. It's like, you know, I'm on like my health kick, whatever. I ran this morning and it's like replenishing me. And I was trying to pour it in the water and wasn't so successful.
No, huh?
No, not so much.
Does it taste good?
It tastes, I mean, it's not bad. A lot of things like taste like paper normally. Mm. And like, you know, they do. It's just, they're gnarly, some of the protein things. But this is actually really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like a green pack. It's amazing.
Yeah. And what does it do for you?
It literally, I'm not even kidding. Like you could be hungover or you could be, well, hungover, like when you're hungover, you're really like dehydrated from things.
Right.
So I'm working out like crazy, so I'm dehydrated. It really, I don't know, I can't explain it. You drink it and you feel amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it like completely replenishes.
Wow, you find all kinds of amazing things.
I'm telling you. I'm weird.
Yeah.
I'm always searching for it. Yeah. But anyway, I went to my agency party last night and another weird thing happened.
Yeah.
So a guy was stalking me last night.
Really?
Another stalker. Yes. It was
at
really
the party?
Yeah, we had to kick him out. We had to get him out. It was actually really crazy. We were sitting there in the back of the room, and I was talking to a girlfriend of mine, and there was this, like, creeper guy. He was, like, and he was young, too. He was, like, 18, 19, maybe, I'm guessing.
Right.
Total hoodlum. And was just sitting there, like, kind of standing there staring at me. And he had, like, this old-time, like, flip phones, like, the old-school flip phones. Uh-huh. And I'm like, this is weird. So he, like, flips his phone out and points it at me and just starts staring. And I'm like, I don't know if this guy is filming me or what he's doing, but it's really weirding me out. And so I'm like, I'm just going to ignore it. But it went on for a while. And then he starts, like, moving, like, dancing weird and staring still. And I'm like, to my girlfriend, I'm like, dude, this is really creeping me out right now. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. So then he comes over, and Linda's like, my girlfriend, she's like, dude, what's up? Can we help you? Like, what are you? And he comes over and sits next to me. And I move my purse over, and I'm thinking, like, maybe he's going to go through my purse because he's just really weird.
Yeah.
So I, like, move my purse. I'm like, this is odd, you know? And then he's like, he asked me to move over. It was just a really weird situation. Anyway, long story short, it went on for like 45 minutes of him coming over, staring at me literally all night and was following me around. It was so creepy.
Wow.
And I had to go and get someone to have him removed.
Really?
And he wasn't even with like our like event last
night.
It was just some weirdo.
Really? So he just crashed the event?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Wow.
And I remember it was funny too because he, like every time he would get near, he'd like pick up the phone and pretend he's like on it or something. And he clearly wasn't. I'm like, I'm not letting him know that I'm paying attention.
Right.
But he moved his jacket down and he had like all these tats, but they were like gang tats all up
here.
And I'm like, okay, he clearly wants me to know that he's in a gang or something. I'm going to pretend I don't see this and pretend I don't see this. This isn't bothering me. Not at all. It was so creepy.
Wow. So
I couldn't
that
even
was
go
distracting
to, the
to you.
It was so distracting because you could just feel the energy as well, like you know when someone's staring at you really creepily, you just like you feel it, you know.
Yeah.
No,
doesn't happen to me, but I'm sure it happens to you quite a bit.
But I just, and then like the energy was just weird, like I just sensed like just really really odd, you know. And I was creeped out. It was really creeped out. But they had a and it wasn't just me, like a couple other girls were like, yo, that guy's like staring at you really weird, he's following you around. I'm like, I know.
Oh, so
understand.
They noticed it too.
Yeah,
huh?
It was very noticeable.
Yeah.
It was really creepy. But anyway, I don't know why this always happens to me. And then it was even weirder because he looked like that creeper in the closet that I had.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So it was weirding me out.
You attracted a certain kind of weirdo.
I don't know why. I'm like, did I tweet about going here last night? I don't think so. And I'm like trying to like think like what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird things.
Yeah, even when you talked about it here, you didn't mention where it was or anything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what I was trying to think. Like, did I post it somewhere? What did I do this time? You know, because last time was like I kicked myself for saying kind of what I was doing. But
that's why I don't understand people using like Foursquare and things like that. It's okay, like, why do you need people to know?
I know, they're so fun. So what I do now is I check in after I go there.
I see.
So like, yeah, I was already there. So if you go, then you're an idiot. You know? So there you go. Because I like checking in. Because
why?
When I check in, like, for example, like, I check in places and then I talk if I like it or not. Like, Go Burger. I was saying, like, I went to Go Burger and I had a horrible experience, so I tweeted about it, and then they tweeted me back.
Right.
Yeah, like, people tweet me back all the time, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. They're following me. Awesome. Yeah. And then I get free stuff out of it.
But why do you want people to know where you are at all times?
Get free stuff out of it. That's the point.
Yeah, but you put yourself at risk, you know?
Yeah, well, remember when I tweeted about the Hard Rock when my phone got stolen? They tweeted me back. They're like, how can we fix this? Write us here.
Right.
I'm like, oh, you looked at my tweet? Awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, it makes me feel good. People are like, you know, respond back. Like, major companies. Like, Thorlow Socks. Right? Thank you, Thorlow Socks, if you're listening. But I was talking to them about how I love them. Uh-huh. And they sent me a box of socks recently.
Cool.
And I'm like, yes! That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You figured it out, I'm telling you.
I know. You got it. But this is why I check in and I tweet.
Yeah.
But I just do it after
but
the
be
fact.
Careful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of weirdos after you. I don't know what's going on.
It's because I want extends. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, well, stay safe, you know, and stay away from
it's
people
all right.
like that.
Come near me. Watch out. I have like a taser. I dare you. I got that free too. No, I'm kidding.
Really?
Anyway.
Do you have a taser or pepper spray?
Pepper spray, actually. Yeah.
Yeah,
I carry
those
them.
Work very well.
They do. They do. And plus, I'm scary.
Yeah.
Just be scared.
Really?
I have some, like, crazy karate action going on. I don't know. Anyway.
All right. Well, let's bring in our guests. We have two special guests in the studio.
Yes.
They're friends of yours, right?
Yeah.
And we have Matt and Mark in the studio. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are going to have to get very close to the mic.
Yeah.
As opposed to where you are now.
Talk like
and I noticed.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I noticed I'm getting double vision here.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
There are two of us.
Yeah, there are
two of you.
And we're twins,
and,
Sam. Hence
and you're
the name.
Twins.
Yep. Swag
and,
twins.
And
swag
you look
twins.
The same.
Kings of swag.
Kings of swag, for sure.
There you go. And you got to have a certain style that's in common, too, I see.
They always have the best style.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Regina, thanks for that pitch for Thorlow. We've had them in many of our gifting lounges in the past.
Maybe we'll get our case as well.
Yeah.
I think that's where I met them, actually.
I think so.
Yeah. One of our lounges. We have them pretty much Thorlows in a bunch of things we do.
They're only socks, but people love their socks. And very comfortable.
Yeah. They're amazing. I'm not even kidding, because I'm on this crazy workout binge right now. I have a shoot soon, and so I'm like insanely working out. And they're the only socks, I'm not kidding, they're cushioned on like the heel part,
the heel.
And like the part where you like slam down
very,
on the ground.
Very comfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my feet, like when normal socks I get sore and they don't, like, you know, you sweat and they're like gross. These socks are like the best.
That's the benefit about participating in the gift lounge. 3 million people are listening to us right now talking about Thorlow.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Thank you, Thorlow.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, and she knows that. She's trying to get some more now.
She's coming to our gift lounge on Thursday. She's going to get...
You can never get enough free stuff.
I know.
Never.
It's all about the swag.
Exactly. It is about the swag. But I'll wear everything. Mm. Like, I discovered Gratier through you guys, too.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
And that's all I ever wear. And, like, they wrote me recently, and they're like, oh, you want more? Yes, I do.
Yeah. Boy,
yes, actually,
nice.
I do.
Yeah.
It's because the products, oh, my God, they make your face, like, glow and lift.
Really?
Yeah.
It takes 10 years off your life, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll
I
have to try that.
I know. Oh, my God, you have to.
Yeah.
We'll have to send you a bag of swag.
Yeah.
We should have brought a bag of swag today.
Yeah, we should have brought a bag of swag today.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's okay. Next time. You got to get these guys in there, the green packs.
I just noticed that. I was thinking about the same thing. Yeah.
They're so amazing. I'm not even kidding. They're
Is that what you're drinking right now? That that concoction over
yes,
there?
Yes, that's a weird concoction. It's
very
a vegetable
tasty.
Blend, though. Like, you guys should...
Yum.
I should bring it in next time for you. You have to try it. It's like this awesome vegetable blend. I'll bring it Thursday. You guys can
Absolutely.
Try it. Probiotics.
We'll have it in one of our brands. Or one of our lounges.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So what is it about the lounges you're talking about? Let's explain to people who don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know either what you're talking about, sure. So let's find out.
Well, it's basically celebrity gifting lounges. And every award season, they take place all over Hollywood. They're through the Oscars, Emmys, Grammys.
MTV
Awards.
Soul Train TV Land.
I mean, you name it.
Golden Globes.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a gifting lounge for every event that takes place. And so basically the key here is you want to get brands, say for instance this water, Kirkland Water. You want to have Kirkland Water at your gift lounge, and you're promoting the brand, and then you're inviting celebrities such as Bruschetta to come through and get gifted.
Yeah. So,
take pictures with the product, enjoy, and we introduce the product to the celebrities and all the additional talent, press and media, and so forth. It's a marketing platform for a lot of new brands and older brands just to be introduced and elevated their status to Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation for the brand, the celebrity, us. So nobody loses with a celebrity gifting lunch. The only ones that lose are the people that aren't lucky enough to get the invitation to attend.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
They're the losers.
Yeah.
Well, it's great because like you learn about products that I never would have known about before.
Right. Right.
And I go there and I try them. I mean, I do, and I'll try them out. And if I like it, I will tweet about it. I will talk about it. And it's not just me. It's whoever, like every celebrity that goes there. And especially the bigger names who've got a huge following, you know? And it's another thing is like I discover brands, and if I'm on a shoot, I'm putting their stuff in my shoot. Like, okay, I'm on a TV shoot, so I want to wear these socks, or I want these shoes. Like, I will throw a fit about, like Bear Paw, for example, I will throw a fit and be like, no, I want Bear Paw shoes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. And I will. I get them in most of my shoots.
So mission accomplished.
Yeah.
And now today with the social media going on, with the Twitter and Facebook.
It's a nonstop commercial.
Yeah.
And it works a lot for the smaller brands, like I mentioned earlier. It's not about the big brands like Ray-Ban or Levi or what have you. The smaller brands, it's an introduction
like Greens Pack, for instance.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever heard of Greens Pack. You put it in a gifting lounge, and suddenly you've got press and media coming there. You've got the celebrities using it, and then photos, you know, going all over the network.
Yeah.
Internet, it's everywhere. It's a great marketing tool.
And that's true, yeah.
And for our event on Thursday, I think we have 40 brands, and I think probably 30 of them nobody's ever heard of.
Right.
Really?
Awesome. Right. Yeah.
So
when
did you guys get into this?
2004.
Uh-huh.
I was a career mortgage banker up until 2004. I was lucky enough to get out before the bottom fell out.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I put 20 years in the mortgage banking industry, and Matt, it's been a lifetime of sales and marketing.
Oh.
So 2004, I guess there was or 2003, there was this big thing about the IRS going after all the Oscars for not paying taxes on the gift bags.
Yeah.
And so that's when our industry kind of like exploded.
Was created because
everybody and his mother decided we can do a gifting event.
Right.
And so then
invite some celebrities, bring in some brands.
It's not rocket science. So with his sales and marketing background and my business savvy, we created WOW Creations in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing we did, one of the first things we did was contact the Miss Universe organization. And they had never done any gifting before. So they thought it was the neatest thing since sliced bread. So we hosted our first gifting lounge for Donald Trump here at the Shrine Auditorium.
Oh, wow.
And I met the Donald, and you know, which was quite an experience, that alone. But that's how we were born, in 2003, 2004.
Then we contacted all the other beauty pageants, Miss America, Miss...
We made our bones in the beauty pageants.
And
Miss
then
America,
then,
Miss Teen, Miss USA,
Miss California,
Miss Nevada.
And then we expanded to film festivals, and then we did Sundance 1 year, and then we were on our way.
Right.
We were pretty much do everything. We just came back from Atlanta and the Soul Train Music Awards.
Oh, how's that?
It was interesting, to say the least.
Different than the Oscars or the Emmys.
I'm sure.
Very different.
Atlanta's a fun town.
Big shout out to Atlanta and the people out there.
Yeah, way to go, Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta.
So how was it different than the Oscars?
The level of talent,
Right. The attitude.
Because everyone's wearing their hat sideways.
Their hat sideways. Their style, their music.
Their personas, their tunes. You know, we have a lot of interesting people that come.
Yeah.
It's not Tinseltown. It's like Bruschetta said. It's Hotlanta, and it's a fun event to do. And
it's chicken and it's chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
And,
it's not caviar and champagne.
Yeah. That's right. It wasn't caviar and champagne. It was chicken.
I know.
And waffles.
I don't know what's with the chicken and waffles.
Hypnotic.
Right. Hypnotic. There you go. Bruschetta is right.
But a lot of fun. We did it 2 years in a row, and got to meet some great people. Got to meet the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is pretty cool.
That's gotta be interesting.
Yeah. I remember when I met him on the red carpet. I met him right after he met somebody that he was introduced, and I heard him say, "Where are the girls?" That's the first thing that was on his mind, and I thought, boy, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But we meet a lot of interesting people on the
red
carpet.
And last month we did the Miss California USA pageant Palm Springs, and Mark was one of the
I was one of the judges.
One of the judges.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, we provided the gift bags for the last 3 years. years, and so they said, can you come back and be a judge?
That's awesome.
Who would say no to that, right?
Yeah. I mean,
it was a pretty cool gig. And,
That's awesome.
Met some great people.
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good. And then the following week, about 3 weeks later, we went to Vegas and we did the Miss Nevada pageant.
Yeah.
I wasn't lucky enough to be a judge that time, but we did do the gifting. So,
that's cool. We had Miss Texas in here recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Was it Miss Texas USA or Miss Texas America?
It was Miss Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Texas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't
Which is quite different.
It was different.
Yeah, it was interesting.
They're all beautiful.
Yeah.
She was a
feminist.
They're all beautiful.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that all worked and everything. And
yeah. It's complicated.
Pageant.
You know, I'm pretty much of an expert when it comes to the gift from the beauty pageants, how it all works. It's very complicated, the beauty pageant system in America.
Yeah.
You know, it really is, because you've got a lot of competing factors.
Right.
Everybody wants to be out there, and then everybody now is looking for all the sponsors and the brands. Mm-hmm. So they're all pulling for us now. They want a piece of us, but we can't do all the pageants.
Yeah.
Right. And we get these obscure pageants that are contacting us now that really obscure.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Miss Idaho Hills and
Miss Bakersfield.
Miss Sunset Boulevard.
What about Miss Drag?
Miss Drag.
We're open to anything.
RuPaul's Drag Race. That would be funny.
Well, we were contacted by RuPaul.
It would be fun.
Yeah. She contacted us about 3 months ago to do some event.
Okay.
About 2 weeks before the event, we didn't have enough time. People contact us a week before an event and think that we're just going to go to the warehouse, and all of a sudden we have a fully stocked warehouse full of
stuff that
products.
We can go at any event at any time, and it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't understand. Doesn't
happen. But
how long does it take to normally? I mean, I plan events too, but I know you guys have done it longer. So.
And an average, we'd like to have about 3 months to put together a successful gifting. I mean, we could do it in less, but the more time
we did
you
the
have,
Soul Train with less, because they weren't sure if they needed gift. We did it in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But I mean,
we're looking for 3 months to do a successful gifting campaign.
Yeah.
I would imagine you need some time. You know,
you do.
I mean, there's a lot of selling going on.
There
in
is.
What you're doing,
you can't just pick up the phone all of a sudden. Everybody's going to say, I'm in.
And also another issue is there's a lot of competitors out there. We've got about half a dozen competitors
and
that do what we do.
And they're all cutthroat.
It's a cutthroat industry out there. And you know, it's there's a lot of industrial espionage going on out there.
Lots of spies.
Yeah.
And you know,
everybody's vying for the same events. They're vying for the same clients. And some people will do whatever it takes to get it done.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
I would imagine.
Really? Wait. Yeah. Explain
well,
some of that.
It's cutthroat, and I don't think we could go over this on the internet.
Okay,
we don't know who's listening.
There might be a spy in this room right now.
You'll have to keep an eye on the upcoming show for more details.
That's right. Tell me
about the show.
The show is the Kings of Swag, which basically it's a reality show that takes you through what we go through putting together a gifting lounge. And it's
backstage at our events, what leads up to the events, meetings with potential clients and shows.
The lengths people will go through to get into the gifting lounge.
What they'll do to get the free stuff, whatever it takes.
Which is unbelievable. I mean, let me use one example here I like to use to everybody. We were doing the TV Land Awards at Universal City a couple years ago. This was the official lounge, which means TV Land came to us and said, please host it. So they set up a tent for us outside the theater over there at Universal, the Gibson Amphitheater. And they gave us a list of 50 celebrities. They said, do not gift anybody other than these 50 celebrities, which included Tim Allen, Tom Selleck, Cyndi Lauper, all sorts of cool names.
Yeah.
And so we're about halfway through with the gifting, and some guy comes out from the theater wearing a tuxedo and a VIP all-access badge. Tall guy, good-looking guy. He came to the front door, and he says, okay, I'm coming in. I says, well, what's your name? Oh, Joe Schmo. I says, well, Joe Schmo, your name's not on the list. He says, VIP access badge. I can get in anywhere.
Yeah.
I says, well, not the case today. It's only the 50 VIPs that we got the list from TV Land Awards. He says, that's impossible. Let me in. And so I just barely tapped him, and he stepped back, and the first thing he said was, assault, I'm being assaulted.
Really?
Oh,
now, this guy was 6'2", and I just said, listen, pal, I'm not assaulting you. So he was yelling, and he went away. Five minutes later, he's sneaking in the back of the tent. He actually snuck under the tent in his tuxedo and his all-access badge.
Oh,
and at that
my
point,
God.
Security was on him, and he left
Within
the event.
Within 5 minutes, the sheriffs were there.
He left in the backyard of the sheriff's
and
car.
And the interesting thing about this was one of the producers of the show was getting gifted, and I went to get her, and she was trying on a pair of expensive boots. I'm telling her what was happening. She wanted nothing to do with it. She says, you guys are going to have to deal with it because I'm getting gifted.
Right.
She had no interest with what was happening. Because she was getting gifted.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about the free stuff. And so that's what the whole show, which is in the development stages right now, will take the people behind the scenes and see what's going on and what the...
Because, again, there's all sorts of exciting things that happen. Every lounge, there's something going on.
Right. Yeah.
Now, when you guys do this, are you affiliated with the event?
No.
No,
Well, sometimes we are. Like I just mentioned, the TV Land Awards. Okay. We are affiliated with them. They came to us and said, could you produce this for us? We said, yes. We have an association with ABC and The Bachelor. We did The Bachelor Wedding a couple years ago. And we did The Bachelor last year.
Yeah. And Soul Train, that's official, too.
Official. When they come to us, the producers, and ask us, then it's official.
Right.
Our Oscar event that's taking place on Thursday, there is no longer an official Oscar gifting event produced by the Academy of Motion Picture
Arts. So it's an open rodeo out there. Right. Anybody could use the name as long as you disassociate yourself with them.
Right.
I mean,
it's a pre-Oscar gifting event. It isn't an Oscar gifting event. Right. And we're not associated with the Academy.
Right.
So you have to make that clear.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
We did a couple things for the Grammys that was official. They came to us and asked us to host this. We did it. Official. Right. But there's a fine line between what is and what isn't. And there we go again with the undesirables. There's a lot of undesirables out there, competitors, that are going to make you think this is official.
Yeah.
You
know? They will sell it to their clients as an
being
official.
Official.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that they're really unscrupulous. You got to watch these competitors out there.
Yeah.
It's like Dodge City out there when it comes to gifting.
It's funny because like every time I go do a gifting lounge, it's always like, I mean, it's funny. I'll see one thing at one place, and then next year it's at this place, and I'm like, did that person just go in their lounge and like get cards from all those people
and sell it? That happens.
We do the same. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's just competition.
It's competitive out there.
They're open game when they have when a product is at an event, because a lot of our products have been at our competitors' events as well.
And that's a fact.
Weird thing is, you know, when I was saying about these competitors, last year we were in Miami. One of our affiliations is with the Rally for Kids with Cancer.
Yeah.
One of their hosts is Eva Longoria. And we were in Miami Beach last year doing an event. We got a brand that was in there, which was a terrific brand. This was the first time he ever was at a gifting lounge.
Yeah.
And we met him there in Miami for the first time, and he had a great product. And he says, you know what? I was contacted by all these other sharks out there. They wanted me to do their event, but something caught me about your event. So I'm doing your event, and I love you guys. You're the best thing out there. This is terrific.
Right.
We said, great. And then he signed on to do two more events with us.
Great.
But after we left Miami, a month later, we found out that he was in another event.
One of our competitors. After he already said he wasn't going to do their event.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You know, go out and get what you can. Have a good time.
Yeah.
You know...
But it's strange because he loved us, but yet he didn't want to do anybody else's. And then the next month, there he was. I guess, you know, he loved it so much, he wants to do as much of these events as he can.
Yeah.
Because I call it CEO ego. The CEOs of these companies, you know, they don't care if they spend $5,000 or $10,000. What they want is that picture standing next to
whoever
the celebrity, right?
James Woods,
that's
Tim Allen, you know, who's ever the flavor of the month, Neil Patrick Harris. You know, they want that photo.
Yeah.
They want to put it on their website, and we know about that too. Our office is filled with photos of all the celebrities.
We love it as much as anybody else.
We've got CEO ego as well.
Yeah.
You know, I love meeting these people, as does Matt.
Yeah.
So we have our office ordained with all these pictures. Our website's filled with pictures, and you know, I can't blame these CEOs with their ego, but it gets them in, and they get some great pictures.
Great.
I think too is like a lot of them, you know, they're from small towns and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like they've never been around this or exposed to, like, oh my gosh, it's Hollywood.
Yep.
And all of a sudden they're like, wow, I'm here and with my product. So it's like kind of overwhelming, I think, for
them. We probably have 30 brands coming in for Thursday's event that are not from LA. We've got three brands coming in from Canada, Florida, Idaho. I mean, they're all over the U.S.
Yeah, and Midwest, lots of Midwest.
And many of them, they're doing this for the very first time. So they're all excited to see who comes walking through that door. And really, at any given time, we don't know who's coming walking through that door.
Right.
When we did our Emmy event a couple years ago, we reached out to Neil Patrick Harris, who was hosting the Emmys. His people didn't get back to us, and then all of a sudden, here he comes in the elevator.
Yeah. And that's all we needed. Everybody was extremely happy, and
he took
pictures with everybody. Everybody loved it, and it was great. And you know, mission accomplished again for us. He got some great things, and our brands were very happy. We got some great photos.
Like Mark said before, win-win-win for everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And
right.
you know, you just never know who may come walking in that door.
That's true.
You know.
That's true. Now, how do you guys find the celebrities to come to the events and stuff?
Oh,
do they find you?
That too.
They do, because, in fact, as we were walking up here, the phone was ringing twice with PR firms saying, asking if they could add their celebrity talent to our guest list. So we outreach to a lot of them, but a lot of people just outreach to us. So it's,
right. We have an eclectic mix. Now, in our Oscar launch taking place on Thursday, we've got 5 nominees from The Artist. Now, they are not the actor and supporting actress, but we've got the director, or not the director, we've got the producers coming through. We've got the cinematographer, the costume, the art director. Now, those are 4 people from the film that most likely is going to clean up on Sunday coming through. We've also got the producer of Tuba Atlantic. He's the nominee for the short subject.
People that you normally would know, but they are Oscar nominees.
We have an eclectic mix of people that come through our gift.
And we, of course, extend the invitation to Brad Pitt and George Clooney. They show up fantastic.
Yes.
We're not expecting them.
They won't be turned away.
They won't be turned away.
Exactly.
So, you know, we have past Oscar nominees and winners like Gary Busey and Eric Roberts, who are, you know, past
nominees.
Oscar nominees.
They're coming through.
Like Mark said, an eclectic mix. We have, I think, a former Miss USA.
We do.
Miss India, some professional athletes.
Right. We've got somebody from the U.S. Soccer team. But it's a great list.
I mean, you need to make
list.
An introduction to that one.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. But we've got some great names coming through.
Yeah.
And, you know, we wish we could extend it to more people. But our lounge is really an exclusive list of talent that we invite. And
then even people that we don't invite. And Thursday we'll probably have at least 25 people that are not on the list and nobody even knows
that
will show up.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, we have to turn back a lot of people because they're not on the list. And a lot of people try to print. Our invitation is floating around out there. It's almost like a counterfeit right now. And we have a lot of people that show up with a copy. Mm-hmm. And they say, here's my invite.
Yeah.
And I said, but you weren't on the invite. We never invited you.
Right.
You're not on the RSVP list just because you come walking up. See, again, this is the show. This is Kings of Swag.
But then again, like last year for our Emmy event, Eric Estrada.
Yeah.
He was not even on our list. He showed up.
We're not going to turn him down. Everybody knows him.
We're not going to turn him down. Ron Jeremy.
He wasn't on the list.
He showed up. We let him in.
When I say an eclectic mix, I mean it.
Obviously.
And he was pitching his own rum company.
Yeah.
He was trying to get in for one of our future events because he's working on a rum company. So even the celebrities want to get in.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, that's one thing that... You know, you're obviously not going to turn them away, like you said.
Sure.
You know, they come to the event and you take them and everything. Now, tell us about this year. What kind of celebrities are you getting in there this year?
Well, again, we've got a ton of the Oscar nominees, and then we've got
ten
of them. Yeah, got I think probably there's 10 Oscar nominees that are coming through right now. You know, I don't have their names here because they've got a bunch of weird names. A lot of them are foreigners because they're from France and they're from Belgium for these different foreign films that are coming through. But we have a lot of the nominees. We do have past Oscar nominees coming as well. You know, like Matt mentioned, Eric Roberts.
And we also have TV people, too. We've got a couple people from, you know, Modern Family coming, NCIS.
True Blood, Entourage.
True Blood, Entourage, people from commercials. I mean, it's more than just the Oscars. It's TV. It's also athletes as well, but a very wide, can't emphasize enough, a very wide eclectic mix.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So you've cornered the entertainment industry pretty much.
We're trying to. We're fighting it every day.
We're fighting it every day.
It's cutthroat. I mean, there's sharks out there.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding when I say there's sharks out there. And again, that's the show, Kings of Swag.
Yeah.
Everything that goes on to put our events
together. We're dealing with something over the last 24 hours. Somebody's trying to get into the lounge with their product.
One of the vendors.
Not through us, though. It's being sold through a third party that we don't even know.
That we would see dime zero out of it. So why would we let them in?
And they're trying to sneak into the back door saying that they signed a deal with somebody else.
But we don't have any contract. We just found out about this person a couple days ago.
Oh,
so
my God.
There's a lot of drama going on trying to stop this person. Now, the question is, when she arrives in Beverly Hills at the lounge in 2 days with her product in tow, at that point, do we make a big deal and say, stop right there, you didn't pay, you can't come in, or do we just say, come on in.
Right.
So hopefully, the cameras will be rolling on Thursday.
Yeah, so this might work out good either way.
We like
this
confrontation, friction. We need that. So
We always do welcome that.
It's always good. It's always good.
As long as nobody's getting hurt and, you know.
Yeah.
It makes the lunch that much
drama.
More exciting.
So, okay, when companies come in, I mean, do you have to, if they're from like the Midwest and whatnot, and they've never done this before, do you have to kind of prep them on how to act? Because they, you know.
We have to spoon feed them.
Yeah, some of them we do have to spoon feed them. they don't know what to do. And, I mean, they're on the phone with you almost daily, emails constantly. I mean, like Mark said earlier, it's not rocket science.
Right.
It's pretty basic. But,
they just get nervous.
That's good. We'd like, because we want to make them happy. We do have many customers that have been with us for years that keep coming back. So we do work with them and give them as much information as we can, unlike some of our competitors. As a matter of fact, I got an email from a brand that is participating in a weekend event this weekend. Not our company, but another one of our competitors. And she sent me an email saying she wants to know about our future events. I says, that sounds interesting, but you're already associated with this company. Well, that's fine. But this company, they're not sharing any information with me. Once they got my money, all I found out was where I've got to be and what time. They're not giving me any information as to how many units to bring, who's coming, how long the lounge is, no details whatsoever. So, you know, I think I've got them for one of our upcoming events because they were very happy with the way we do customer service. Yeah. And that's one thing important with Wild
Creations.
Very
important.
Customer service.
Yeah.
We want to impress and make our customers happy so they do come back to the next event and the next event and the next event.
Right.
And by not working with them, you're just going to make them upset and not going to have them come back. So one of the things that I'm proud of here with Wild Creations is we work with our brands. We're very flexible with pricing, and we're there for them 24/7, 365. We both have families. I've got a son that's in baseball and band. Matt's got two girls, so we're always doing family things. But when I've got, even with a family event going on, I'm taking calls and conducting business.
Got to do it.
Sounds interesting.
Got to do it.
Now, where are you guys originally from?
Right here, born
in L.A.
Hey, ask me if I'm a native.
Are you a native?
I ain't no native. I was born here.
General Hospital.
We were born at General Hospital downtown L.A., which is now USC Medical. So we were born and raised here in Southern California, and I always like to say,
this is his line.
What's the point of living here in Hollywood and not being in the business of Hollywood? I mean, we've got people coming from around the world.
We're not
to get
in front of the
business.
Camera or behind the camera, but in some kooky way,
we're in the middle of it.
Associated with the industry.
Yeah, but we're born and raised.
We'll be in front of the camera.
When Kings of Swag go to screen, you know, the
That's
little
the
screen.
Kings of Swag.
Kings of Swag. What did I say?
That's Kings of Swag.
Oh,
you
okay.
said it.
Kings of Swag. Right, but yeah, born and raised here. We love it. Always been here. I will always stay in Southern California. I mean, I love L.A. I love the oceans. I love the teams. Dodgers. Go Dodgers. Go Clippers.
Go Lakers.
Go Lakers. But yeah, we're natives here of Southern California, and we just love it.
Yeah,
that's cool. Have you guys traveled quite a bit?
That's one of the advantages of this gig is constantly traveling.
Last year we went to Toronto twice, Vancouver,
Miami,
Park City,
Las
Chicago,
Vegas, Palm Springs.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, we were lucky enough.
Kentucky Derby
in Louisville.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. You know, and one of the first things we did about 4 years ago, we did Miss Universe in Vietnam. So we traveled over there to host their gifting lunch, which was an adventure in itself because, you know, traveling 14 hours or 16
it took
hours.
Us 22 hours to get there.
Or 22 hours in coach to the Orient.
We spent 7 days in Vietnam and we only worked for 1 hour.
Yeah, that's right. We did the gifting lunch. For 1 hour. And then the rest of the time, we enjoyed the largest pool in Southeast Asia, which was at the Vinpro Resort in right outside of
And then 2 weeks
Hanoi.
Later, we were in the Bahamas for the Miss Teen
USA pageant, which was great, too.
I mean,
for those who haven't been to the Bahamas, it's great to go to Paradise Island, where the Atlantis is. But you leave the Atlantis and Paradise Island, good luck.
But we love the part of the travel for this industry, for this job, and that's what we think is a key part of the show as well.
Travel. We love the travel. You know, again, we just in a short period of time this year, we did the Sundance, Park City, then we went to Vegas.
Within
Palm
3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's back to back. So we're always traveling. We love traveling, and that's one of the funnest things about this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's celebrities and the traveling. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Now, when you find companies and you guys are researching them and stuff, do you actually travel? Like when you're in town or something, like, I don't know, Midwest or overseas or wherever, is that where you go around and find companies there?
Yeah.
Or
There's many different ways we do that. Like you said, you know, like for instance, we're in Atlanta. We're always picking up magazines. We're picking up newspapers. We're looking in the
internet.
And
we're pitching while we're there.
While we're there, right.
In the downtime,
Sure. So, wherever we're at, there's always the brand, and you know, we're always contacting the brands. But then, you know, when we're back at home here, there's magazines, internet, newspapers, billboards,
and we've got a sales team that works in association with us too. They're on their own to do whatever, and they run it by us, and we think it's great.
Right.
It's cool, but
we pretty much will take anything as long as it's in good taste. If it's in bad taste, you know, then we're not going to have it in our lounge.
Yeah. What do you mean? No nipple?
Yeah. No nipple rings. Well, no porno movies. Anything like that.
No vibrators or anything.
Well, actually, I think have we had a?
Well, no. Actually, we did Miss USA in Vegas about 4 years ago, and one of the brands, one of our agents, got us this DVD. It was a workout DVD, except the DVD was a workout video or DVD in the nude.
The nude.
Now we didn't know about that ahead of time. We just thought it was a
right. Kind of funny.
And so the Miss USA people came to us and said, "Do you know this DVD? DVDs in the nude."
So we had to immediately remove it. Whoops.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Whoops. Yeah.
That's funny.
So, and in that same bed, I think we had a jar of barbecue rub that was called Big Dicks.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
But that was the barbecue
Big Dicks rub, yeah. It didn't go well with them for that one either.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
but usually we don't have any problems with the product.
Right.
We're very open and usually clean cut.
If it's a good taste, it's going to go in the thing. But again, our agent, our sales reps, they research it. If they like it, they've gone to the website, they pass it over to our desk, we look at the website, and if it came through them and we like it, the both of us like it, it's in. That's our due diligence.
Now, only
process.
One of us really has to like it. We're not going to argue about it. We think it's potential dollars.
Yeah.
50% of the team, if they like it, usually works.
Somehow right. I get a feeling you guys don't argue much.
No, you're wrong about that.
Really?
We argue
all
the time.
It's like oil and water sometimes because he's got his opinion on something, and I'm totally against it, which is hard to believe because us being twins and business partners, how could we be so opposite ends of the spectrum on certain things?
Yeah, I think we're like 70-80 or 70-30, believe it or not. We argue all the time.
And that's the show.
That's
the show.
Yeah.
King's
that's
Swag.
True. Yeah.
I mean, real bad arguing sometimes.
But then again, we do get along so well because we're twins that it averages out the arguments and then the how we agree with everything. So it works out. It's a perfect mix.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you always been close?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Always.
Yeah. We're the only two. There's no other siblings, and we're 15 minutes apart.
Oh, right.
So we're inseparable. I mean, we pretty much see each other more than we see our families now.
Wow. Yeah.
We're in the office every day, and then on the weekends we're working. And when we travel, you know, we were at Park City. I think we were gone for 4 days.
Within that 3.5 week span, I think we were gone from the family for a total of 10 days.
Yeah.
Because we're in Palm Springs for 5 days.
Right.
Yeah. So
we're with each other more than I guess a lot of other business partners.
Yeah.
How are the wives feeling? How are the family feeling?
They're okay. They like going to some of the events we go to.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
So then it's great. It's great.
Yeah.
But when we are out together for dinner or whatever, and he's getting a text or an email or whatever,
they're
frustrated.
Put the phone away.
Put the phone away.
Texting and you know, but
it's my time.
Right. It's family time right now. But that's true, and I could totally agree with it. To a certain point.
I mean, I was just in San Francisco over the weekend with the family. We drove up there. We're driving back, and emails are coming through, and I'm driving, and I'm trying to respond to an email, and my wife is having a coronary because I'm doing that. Have Mark do it. So I had one of my daughters text him to deal through
take
him.
Care
but,
of it, so.
But yeah, it's just 247-365. You got to handle business.
Right.
Family's
right.
family, but business is business. You got to eat, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See, and that's all great in the show too. I think the show.
We think so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. They want a lot of family involved with it to see what the families have to go through. My son is eager and excited to be in this thing. He wants to get in front of the cameras, whereas Matt's daughter doesn't want anything to do about it.
Right. Exactly.
So it should be an interesting mix of family, business.
When it's all finally done and said. It'll be interesting to see how it turns out.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are working on the pilot now?
Yes,
or?
We are.
Okay.
The Kings of Swag.
Okay. Do they follow you around with the cameras?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
Oh, yes, I do.
Because you never know when something can come up.
And that's the thing. As soon as you turn the cameras off, something happens.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what? Why isn't that on camera?
Yeah. It's just like the Jersey Shore. You know, the cameras are rolling nonstop.
Yeah.
And how much of that is good stuff?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I only wish we've been talking about doing my own reality show forever because we were going to pitch it a long time ago. And then I got a series with E! That I was supposed to do, and I was in contract for a year. Oh, it was ridiculous. And they just wound up dropping it. And then I was like, okay, we'll get to mine again, because mine was going to be after this one. And then they're like, oh, no, we're doing it again. I'm like, so for 2 years, I was locked in a contract with E.
That's terrible.
And then it never happened. But, but I wound up having a stalker in my closet recently,
that's
what we were talking about earlier. God, there's so many crazy things.
There,
I'm like, if only that was on camera. People don't understand. Like, if only...
We feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
We're with the events that we do. We always say, too bad the camera wasn't right there in that spot. But there's a next spot the next day or the next.
Something's
there's always something.
There's always something going on.
Yeah.
Now, do you have ever issues too, where like vendors start arguing with each other?
We've had issues.
Oh,
with We did an Oscar event. This wasn't our Oscar event. We were taken in by another
charity
to do the Oscar event, and we had some company that came in from they were Wyoming or something. And I don't know. This is what happened. This was taking place. It was a charity event
party
at the Beverly Hilton, and it was a $750 ticket to watch the Oscars, and then they get to come into the gifting lounge. The host of the event gave us two tickets if we wanted to give to any of our clients in the lounge to come and participate. They can come mm-hmm. and have the dinner and watch the show.
Cool.
We only had the two tickets. Mm-hmm. This one particular brand had three people. So we posed it to them. They said, you know, you came out from Wyoming. I know there's three of you. We have two tickets. Would you like to take the tickets and go into this show? Mm-hmm.
She went berserk.
Berserk. She was so offended and insulted that we only offered her two tickets.
Oh my
God. Got ugly. It got pretty ugly fast. This was like one of these insane broads. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Scary almost.
Scary. She went from, it was like bipolar, and then she continued harassing us with phone calls and emails and letters over the next coming months about this particular event.
And then we just said, okay, you can't even have the two tickets.
Right. That's, we're not taking that's what made her hit the ceiling, because we took the two tickets away from her.
But she went nuts. But as far as other clients fighting amongst each other, only has happened a little bit in the past, only when we've had like two similar items. You know, then they're like, whoa, what's the deal with this? What's the deal with that?
Or they want this particular, they want the table on this end of the room and not that end of the room, which is kind of silly because the celebrities go through every table in the gift lounge.
Yeah.
So if you're at the front of the table, the front of the lounge or the back of the lounge,
they go all the way around.
You
can get as much space or as much time with these celebrities as long as you're absolutely fabulously entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't got a pulse at one of these brands working at these tables, you know, the celebrities aren't going to stay there.
Yeah.
They want to interact with a brand that's friendly, that's entertaining. They've got a personality. Mm-hmm. But if you're just completely dry, you know, the celebrities are going
to
move ahead.
Yeah, it gets boring. Mm-hmm.
They want to have fun. They want
to
have fun at this thing.
Exactly.
I mean, it's an opportunity to come and get food, to get drink, to get gifted, to get photos, to get, you know, the word out that you're attending these events. So it's a fun networking affair for everybody coming to this thing. The brands get to network with everybody. So, I mean, it's just a fun thing. We encourage everybody to come and have fun.
Yeah.
Don't get angry about it. Don't, you know, get mean. Just have fun there.
Yeah.
People get selfish and greedy, though.
They
know? And they start fighting among themselves.
I remember, like, I did my Cause for Pause event which we're trying to do again for charity, and it was all this charity thing, and I'm like, I have an idea to raise some more money to help pay for like the place. We'll do like a small little gifting thing, and I've never done this before, so I'm like, okay, I'll just, you know, and we did a small little gifting thing. Oh my God, it was also the teen
Teen Choice Awards weekend.
Which I didn't realize. So they all show up, and it's all about the dogs. It's all about, like, you know, adopting the dogs and everything. I can't tell you the fight of people to get in the gifting tent.
Really?
Was insane.
Wow.
And I'm like, and Bear Paul and other companies were looking at me like, I'm like, I don't know. This is it. People were fighting, shoving parents.
It's like you're
fighting. I'm like,
it's like they think you're giving out the first class tickets to Paris or something.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow. And then I started thinking, like, this is what you guys go through.
It's unbelievable.
Oh my God.
And the event that I was talking about earlier, we did at the Beverly Hilton. The lounge closed. There was nothing left, but yet there were still people coming to come into the lounge to get gifted. And at that point, we told them, there's nothing left.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Blockbuster's going out of business right now. They're selling the fixtures.
Yeah. Furniture,
that's all that was left in the lounge, the fixtures.
Just let me come in and see what you have.
I said, there's nothing in there. So they're on there taking the linens and the glasses. And I mean, anything. It was crazy. It was like the end of the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just got bombed, and everybody's going to the supermarket to get the beans and the water and everything.
And then you have some people like Charlie Sheen's ex-wife, I forgot what her name was.
Brooke.
She came to one of our Oscar lounges. She literally came in and out within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I guess, and there was some good stuff in there,
right.
But I guess it just wasn't up to
And then
stuff
we've got like Omarosa, who comes in with
a shopping cart.
And Mama Rosa.
And her mother.
My gosh.
Her mother is Mama Rosa. So ask
and
Omarosa and Mama
hours.
Rosa. They'll spend 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
I spend about 3 hours.
We like it when people spend a long time
there. We want you to spend the time in there. We don't want you just coming through. We want you to enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy the people, enjoy the entertainment, enjoy the brands, and enjoy the gifts.
Yeah.
No need to come and go unless you have someplace that you got to go to. But if you did, then you shouldn't come by. But we want you to come and enjoy. It's an entertaining afternoon. It's fun for everybody.
Yeah. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Kings of Swag. It is networking, too. Like, I go, and I haven't seen people in forever. I may have worked on something with someone. I'm like, oh, my gosh, here they are, blah, blah. It's so fun.
A lot of people come in. They haven't seen people in a while, and they get to meet these people or get to hook up with these people.
Like Eric Roberts, he came last time and bumped into Leif Garrett. They were recently on Dr. Drew.
Right.
So when they saw each other, it was like they were the
old friends.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
It's a reunion.
Old timers, yeah.
In addition to gifting, it's a family reunion.
We love when everybody's tweeting and Facebooking.
I tweet all the time. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Social media.
There was this one company I remember you guys had a couple years ago, and it was I'm from Maryland, so they were from Maryland, and it was a pajama company, and I was so excited, and they were near my hometown,
No, I don't think so.
We do have a pajama company.
But you'll like these people on Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't think they're the ones from Maryland. They're not going to be there on Thursday.
But you'll like. This is an interesting type of. It's not a sexy lingerie type.
That's okay.
It's one that you'll want to wear during the wintertime.
It's different.
You mean like both the feet?
Yeah, big feet. Yeah, Big Feet.
No,
that's the name of the company. Big Feet.
They're called Big Feet. I didn't know that.
Hey, watch it. You shouldn't have named the brand because our competitors right now are writing these names down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Kings of swag.
Well, are you going to go to this thing?
Yes, I'm going to go.
Yeah, you're not going to pass up on some gifts.
No, I always have so much fun.
You were one of the first ones on our list, I think, Ruchetta.
Was I really?
I believe so.
Another thing our brands like to have, in addition to celebrities and press and media, they love beautiful women.
Yes.
They love beautiful women.
Who doesn't?
Exactly. So move to the head of the list. Head of the line.
Thank you.
There you
absolutely.
Go.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah. So why don't you give out your website?
Yeah.
Okay. It's wowcreationsmedia.com.
Wowcreationsmedia.com.
Wow Media Creations?
Yeah. Wow Creations Media.
Like wow.
W-O-W.
Yeah.
Wow Creations Media.
A lot of times when we talk to people on the phone, the first thing they say is Wild Creations.
No, it's not wild. It's wow.
Wow.
Like, wow. Wow. Oh, my
gosh. W-O-W. Wow Creationsmedia.com.
Because they wow you.
Swag. Yeah.
So if those people out there listening who have brands, products, and services who would like to be in the Celebrity Gifting Lounge, contact wowcreationsmedia.com.
Right. So now you work around the year on these things.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of different events.
There's always something going on. There's always something.
Yeah.
But this is the busiest time because it's award season. So you've got Sundance. You've got the beauty pageants. You've got the Grammys. You've got People's Choice Awards. You've got the Oscars, the SAG Awards.
Yeah. Then it's quiet for a while. In summertime, you have the BET, the ESPYs.
MTV Awards.
MTV Awards.
Yeah.
Aren't the NBA thing coming up?
Yeah, next week is
it's on Sunday, the Oscars.
In fact, we were just contacted by Dwayne Wade's people last week.
A week before the event.
To do it. And we said, unfortunately, we cannot do that.
Yeah, it's taking place in Orlando. And
we would have loved to.
We would love to, yeah. But, all our resources are with the Oscars because, it's our biggest night of the year.
That's true.
Yeah. But around the clock, around the year, constantly something.
Always something.
There's always something. Always something.
Good. Yeah. And I can tell you're passionate about it. You enjoy it, so it doesn't feel like work.
Well, like Donald Trump always says, if you love what you're doing, you're not working. And, we do love what we're doing. I tell you, it beats working at a mortgage company for 20 years.
I can imagine.
Really does. Nothing against that. I worked there for a lot of years, and a lot of people work in offices, and that's terrific. But when you have the ability to work on your own with family and friends and do something like this, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot more hours. It's a lot more work, but you're at your... At your clock.
Yeah, and you're having fun doing it. I didn't wake up in the morning and say, boy, I can't wait to get to the mortgage bank today. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
But I do every day here. I mean, I really love doing it. And, I'm glad that I've got this guy here as my partner, which makes it, because I could trust him. Even business partners, you don't know. Sure, they're great people, but in time they could be, tough. But
it's like getting married. You have to be really careful.
Absolutely, especially nowadays. So
we thought a couple years ago when things were like peaking, we even thought about bringing in like another partner,
just to expand. Yeah.
And then we thought at the end of the day,
it wouldn't
work because we bounce off each other.
Exactly.
If we had somebody else, it
would throw off the balance.
It would. Yeah. It's us.
Yeah. And they say three's a crowd.
There you go.
For a reason.
For a reason. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, wonderful. You guys are fascinating. Matt, what would you do? What did you do before this?
Sales and marketing. You name
sales
it, I
and
sold
marketing.
It.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you bought the clothing sales and things like that.
Well, he was mortgage banking.
Right.
And I was just, sales and marketing. I sold everything.
Right.
It's a great combo.
I had the business savvy, and he had the sales and marketing component. So we put the things together. We put together a business plan, got the website going, made some phone calls, and bam.
It took a while. The first event we did was the Visual Effects Awards.
Oh, yeah.
They paid us to do bags, and they hated it. We had to give them their money back. They sent the bags back to us. Yeah, they sent them back to us.
That's the first time that ever happened,
And that was the first thing we ever did, and it took us 6 months to get it.
We would call somebody up, and we would say, hello, Kirkland Water. This is Wild Creations. Do you want to do a gifting event?
Who?
You're who?
Who?
What's your website? Let me go to your website. And then there was nothing. You Google us now. There's everything on there.
Yeah.
But when you, like any other business, when you start up, nobody knows who you are.
Right.
Yeah. How do I? Why am I going to pay you plus give you product and I never heard of you before?
Yeah.
So it was a good fit.
Yeah.
It was a good fit.
Well, Matt and Mark Harris, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Of course.
For allowing us to be here.
Twitter? And you guys want to say your Twitter or Facebook?
Oh, jeez. What is it? The Facebook? Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook.
It's Wow Hollywood.
Wow Hollywood.
Twitter's Wow Hollywood.
Wow Hollywood.
Wow Hollywood. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us. You guys had a lot of fun.
Thanks for sharing.
All the best with this season.
Great.
Of
awards. We'll keep you posted.
Yes. And Brigetta, thank you.
Yes, of course.
We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an L.A. Talk Radio production where we say what we want.